Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Two-sided day today, Brad, with wheat double-digit lower, soybeans for the most part double-digit higher, and then corn kind of caught between the two.
Yeah, we had a rack canceled a wheat tender from us this morning. That coupled with a strong dollar. And then the forecast for heavy rains this weekend and first part of next week for most of Texas, West Texas, Oklahoma, and even the southern, maybe third of Kansas, and again throughout the Delta area there. So that will give them a good start and some moisture for some winter wheat planting here, which gets underway in the next 30, 40 days down there, as the epicenter of the drought was kind of West Texas. Also, the crop report really wasn't that bullish last Friday. You know, certainly there is some problem spots here and there, but there's a lot of good crop that nobody talks about. You know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, northern Illinois, most of Iowa is in very good condition.
Yeah, and then you don't see really good crop till you get to the eastern Corn Belt.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, the sweet spot's probably Minnesota, Iowa, northern Illinois, and northern Indiana, and kind of the northern fringe there, I think, is in pretty decent shape from what I understand. And, you know, we're going to have spring wheat harvest cranking up here as we get into the end of the month in a pretty big way. And then, you know, nobody talks about the big crop in Canada. So there's a lot of, you know, negative items out there. And again, the export demand is on the slow side. There really wasn't anything announced from China this morning. There was some Mexico did buy some beans from us, but other than that, it's kind of quiet on the export front.
Yeah, for sure. How about livestock? What happened there?
Cash is strong. Cash was quoted a buck higher yesterday in Nebraska. So the live cattle continue to be firm. We're in that 145 in October, 145.85. So we're about as high as we've been since last April, before the grain markets really took off. And the feeder cattle market really, you know, been firm with these lower grain prices. August feeders up another $1.72 at 183, and you know they're the highest they've been since probably back when the Russian-Ukraine war started, when the grain started going up. So the cattle have had a nice move to the upside. Hogs were down fairly hard yesterday, but they put some of that back on today. But you know, we might have seen a short-term high in those, especially front end of hogs yesterday, technically, as we went up to those April highs and failed.
Is there more of a sideways move here, you think, until we find out more about this crop, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, again, the exports are a little bit quiet. The dollar stays strong, so that's going to be a battle we'll have to put up with here for a while. But I think, you know, seasonally, a lot of times we put a low in late August, but a lot of times, you know, not till mid-September to mid-October, where we used to put the lows a lot of time. You know, we used to think that Columbus Day weekend, first or second week of October, used to put the low in the soybean market back in the 90s and early 2000s. But the market's been a lot more volatile, and I guess it will probably stay that way. The energy market stays strong. That's kind of a key support here. That should give some support to the grains long term.
All right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, weather in Australia is really good, too, and it looks like Argentina is going to get some rain here, too, and they're talking about lowering export taxes. They were here, I just heard, before we got on the air. So there's a lot of moving parts every day in this world economy, just like always, and you know, we're still probably in a profitable zone here. So I still think you sell rallies, you know, across the board in the grains here until we see a demand pickup.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.